Chapter 1. The Broad Way. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Matthew 7:13-14. My story began one afternoon as I crashed through the back door of my dad's house. It was the house I grew up in, but I had become independent and wanted my own way, away from the rules and my dad's way of doing things. That day, in my immaturity, I yelled at him in a fit of anger and stormed down the hill behind our house. All I wanted was to forget the painful things that had happened in my family. Wiping away angry tears, I shoved it all down and buried it as deep as it would go, and then told myself no one would talk to me that way again. I was intelligent, capable, and it was time for me to be free and make my own way. The house shrunk behind me as I sprinted down the long, broad way that eventually led to the river bordering our property. After a minute or two, I slowed to catch my breath. That's when I noticed John, the old man who lived on the property next to ours, and one of my dad's closest friends. He was trimming some trees and stopped to wave me over to where he was working. He smiled as I approached, hands gripping a long pole saw, surrounded by piles of downed branches. "If you're going to run away from home, you should use the old path." He thumbed over his shoulder, pointing to the entrance of an old trail to the river. It was a narrow, winding path that was heavily wooded and dark. A childhood memory flashed through my mind. I was 7. It was my first time on the trail, and I had slipped on some boulders climbing out of a steep ravine. My busted leg took weeks to heal. "No thanks," I shot back, still breathing heavy and not appreciating his running away from home reference. I was a man, choosing to strike out on my own, not a kid. "I'll take the easy way," I said dryly. The old man just smiled, and then leveled his head and looked directly into my eyes. "I know there's pain and tears this way," he said, "but it's the best way to the river and to freedom." I just stared. I was done with pain and tears. That was in the past, and I was ready for a new life of independence and freedom. He saw I wasn't convinced. "Well, if you happen to come back this way, I'll leave something for you. Might be useful on your journey." I thanked him, but all I wanted was to get as far from home as quickly as possible. Without much thought, I turned back to the Broadway, moving a little slower this time as the grass was getting taller and the way less smooth. Pretty soon, as I worked my way down to the river, I began feeling a stinging sensation on my legs and ankles. As I broke into a clearing at the river's edge, I looked down at my jeans. Everything was covered in prickly stickers. Even my socks and shoelaces were dotted with dozens of little needle-sharp hitchhikers. One by one, I began to pick them off. Some were so sharp and so stuck to my clothes that just prying them loose caused the thorn tips to dig into my fingers. How could these tiny stickers cause so much pain? 10 minutes later, I sat with a pile of stickers, tending thumbs and fingers. My mind replayed the fight I'd just had with my dad, causing me to feel the anger all over again. A slew of words and emotions assaulted my mind. I felt mistrusted and misunderstood, controlled and insignificant. Maybe I didn't belong in this family. Sometimes I felt like the overlooked stepchild who just worked around the house but didn't get the love or attention everyone else did. Dad didn't really trust me. He just didn't get it. It always had to be his way. I just wanted freedom to do things my own way, to make something of myself without him always over my shoulder or forcing me to do things his way. Surprisingly, the throbbing in my fingers worsened. "Is this stabbing pain normal?" I thought.